BLP Radio. BLP
Radio. Can you introduce yourself and your instruments?
My name is Maya, and I'm from England. I live in London, and I play the cello, and sometimes the soprano saxophone, and sometimes the tin whistle.
Why did you choose the cello?
I started playing the cello years and years ago, and actually my mum chose the cello for me, so I didn't choose originally, but I stopped playing for years, and I picked it up one day, and I realised that it sounded really beautiful, and I could play it, and I started to see the possibilities of playing the cello, because you can do all kinds of things with it. You can play the bass, you can play the melody, you can play and sing, so it's really versatile.
Why did you decide to join the Ethnoconcerts?
Because I love learning music from lots of different places. I love new sounds, and I really enjoy learning music through other people. So not from sheets or from notes or from YouTube, but really from people in the same room who are sharing something, a part of themselves, and that's very special.
Have you a favorite genre in music, such as classic music, pop music?
Ooh, genre questions are always very difficult for musicians. I love folk music, and that's one of the reasons that I'm here. I also like a bit of rock music and a bit of indie, so I don't just stick to folk music. And I learnt classical music when I was younger.
For the moment, is it a good experience?
It's a wonderful experience. I'm really enjoying it. We've got an amazing trio of concerts coming up, and I'm really excited because the people in the orchestra are really amazing musicians. We have really wonderful songs, and also there's a lovely feeling of friendship in the group. So yeah, I'm having a wonderful time.
Someone told us that you have a special role in the concerts. Can you explain it and introduce it to us, please?
So I am one of the artistic mentors, which means we are helping the concerts happen. So the people who come and join Ethno, they bring songs, and we help them to teach the songs, and we also help them to arrange the songs. So we kind of facilitate people making really wonderful arrangements and spend a lot of time thinking about the order of the set list and what should go where and what we need to do in rehearsals.
Is it difficult?
It can be difficult. It's really fun. And it's quite difficult. So sometimes, but as it comes together, I think at the beginning of the week, you think, I don't know how this is possible. And then as you get 4 or 5 days in, you start to think, aha, it starts to come together, and you start to see that actually it's not going to be so difficult, and it feels much easier. So both.
With the Ethnoconcert, did you want to convey a message so as introduce people to your culture?
I think it's really wonderful to see that it's possible. You know, we aren't a group that auditions. We don't decide on the level of the musicians that come and join us. So it's really all different kinds of levels, all different kinds of nationalities, all different kinds of music. And I think it's really amazing to show that that's possible to do, and that you can make these connections across the barriers of genre and across the barriers of culture and nationality.
Okay, thank you very much.
Run right, run a little light. Why don't you run a little bit too much?
Radio. Please.